Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is still America, right?
Absolutely.
USA, baby. Kind of wondered for a while there last night whether we were in a banana republic.
Well, they think we are. They think they can make us into one. But
I
think the people we met at WeFest and the rest of America is going to have something to say about that.
I see. Okay.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. An extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States, on the news that his home was being raided by the FBI yesterday, said these are dark times for our nation. As my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before.
He's got a few things that he could put on that list when it comes to him.
Yes,
banned on Twitter, canceled, blah, blah, blah.
After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. Especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate? Where operatives broke into the Democratic National Committee. Here in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States. Statement last night from President Donald Trump. So, the show is called What's on Your Mind? My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kay Fly, Kevin Flynn, is here. You can watch all these fellas on our social media if you'd like to watch the video feed of the show. We'd love to have you. Or if you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, or KLTC on the Western Edge in Dickinson on the iHeartMedia app, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
A friend of mine took a picture of the three of us, as you're seeing on the stream right now, and he texted me the screenshot, said, talk about faces for radio. Thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate that,
we
Kyle.
We know.
Would we disagree with any of
that?
No, we would not.
No.
So, since the show's called What's on Your Mind, what do you think about this?
It's a show.
I wish I could say it was a surprise.
It's theater. It is.
What do you mean it's theater?
It's more theater.
It's all for optic.
It absolutely is.
We're going to get everything. We're going to get you.
It's for the show. It's for the low-informed voter. It's for the, did you see the thing? And then they've got Rachel Maddow and the rest of them backing up what a big deal that supposedly is. And it's another nothing burger. It's ridiculous.
See what you did there, Todd.
I did too, yeah.
Here's my pushback on that theory that it's for the low-informed voter. Name me anybody that is going to change their mind based on this. I think, if anything,
exactly,
it further emboldens Trump supporters, who, by the way,
who
are out in big numbers at Mar-a-Lago waving their Trump flags.
No doubt.
You thought the Trump flags in the backs of pickups were big before. Making them even bigger now.
Yes, in
and
Florida.
All those ones with the line through Pence, the old Trump Pence flags and the line through Pence on those. Couldn't help but notice that.
What do you think, folks? What do you make of this? What's behind it? Alan Dershowitz, wicked smart liberal professor of law, has an interesting take on this from a legal perspective. Roll that.
He was out with Hannity last.
The key point that everybody's missing here is that Donald Trump was not in Mar-a-Lago. So there was no reason not to issue a subpoena returnable tomorrow. So that there's no claim that Trump could have destroyed anything. This should have been a subpoena, not a search warrant. If it is a search warrant, it has to have a high level of cause demonstrating that the evidence would have been destroyed. Not only that, but under the law, if you seize a safe, you don't go into the safe. You have to get a special warrant to get into the safe, and you have to prove that the material in the locked safe would have been destroyed. So it seems to me that they have violated the rules of the Justice Department. They have gone after both a former president and a future candidate, and they darn well better have smoking gun proof, which I don't see happening. And clearly there's been a double standard here, but even if it was a single standard, it's not good enough. You don't get a warrant unless a subpoena won't suffice. In a democratic rule of law country, you do it legitimately. You go to the lawyer, you say, by tomorrow, I want that safe delivered to the Justice Department. I want these documents turned over. And unless you can demonstrate that there was a very substantial chance they would have been maliciously destroyed, which would have been a serious, serious crime. I mean, that would be a serious crime. That's Nixon. And there's no evidence that that happened here.
Well, there you have somebody who's wicked smart on the law.
Yep. There you go.
Listener says, did you see the judge who signed the warrant is one of the guys who went easy on prosecuting Epstein?
Oh, shocking.
Another listener, I'm voting today and I'm going to term limit two term candidates. All right, there you go. You can text us 701-237-1590. It is primary day in Minnesota. Exercise those voting muscles and get out there and vote. Ray's on the road. What's your take on the news of the day here, Ray?
I'm telling you, I'm absolutely shocked at what's going on. That lawyer that was just on a minute ago, he made pretty much most of the points that I wanted to make. But bottom line is, it should never happen. These people, they can break every law that is in the books, and they can get away with it. And we still do not have, is there any Republicans standing up and screaming about this? I don't know. We are so divided. How much more are they going to push us before we actually come to a civil war? I really wonder. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. When your law enforcement apparatus is so blatantly corrupt, as the FBI has been proven to be through much of the Trump era, you do have to wonder at what point there is just no trust in the institutions of government.
There are a number. Rick Scott came out. There are a number of Republicans
that are pretty quickly
sounding big time,
pretty
sounding
quickly
off about this. Yes.
Yeah, pretty quickly last night. Yeah. I agree. I was impressed. Richard in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
New Republican Party platform for 2024. Fauci goes to jail. Biden goes to jail. Everybody goes to jail. FBI gets dismantled. Defunded CIA, the national security apparatus, becomes a thing of the past. We need to start getting past the 1980s Reagan-style republicanism. We need to start understanding that every institution in America has been weaponized and needs to be destroyed. No more fundraising on, you elect us. We promise that we're going to do this, and we're going to bring these guys in, and we're going to do reform. You can't reform something that's totally corrupt. And we need to start by getting rid of all the weenies in the Republican Party. Unfortunately, we don't have a big pool. The only people in North Dakota that can be a Republican are establishment people. So we got to change something at home here, because you know that Kevin Cramer and all his lackeys in the delegation aren't going to do anything, because for years and years and years, they've given those guys more and more money. We're worried about Ukraine's border. We're worried about Putin. Putin and China didn't put my grandma in isolation for 2 years. Putin and China didn't steal this election. Putin and China didn't allow Jeffrey Epstein to have accommodations in the higher-ups in the government. Nothing's going to change. We need to dismantle this illegitimate, tyrannical government, and it starts today. Republicans need to understand that they're playing, the other side is playing for keeps, and our side is just playing. We need to get serious. We need to start dismantling and abolishing these stains on our republic that our forefathers would be just terrified. They would have had all these guys tarred and feathered years and years ago. Time to grow some balls. Wake up, Republicans.
Nailed it.
Richard in Jamestown, thank you for sharing what's on your mind. I don't think he took a breath there.
I don't think he did either.
He had this
he was ready to go.
Dead straight for 2 minutes. Texter says, if Trump had something to hide, and we all know he doesn't because they would have already found it, he's smart enough not to have it at his house, knowing there's a chance they'd be raiding it someday.
Exactly.
All right. I think Alan Dershowitz made the best point. If you're after something, ask for it. Subpoena it. They wanted the effect. More after this. Tell us what's on your mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I've seen so many smiling faces today.
Olivia Newton-John. Great, great talent. Not only as an actress, Grease, but probably more famously in that beautiful voice of hers.
She's an Aussie treasure.
That's right, she's an Australian chick.
Yep.
That
If You Love Me, Let Me Know album. That album, man, that was in the rotation.
She was 74. He died yesterday.
Long battle with breast cancer.
Huge. Yes, exactly right. Ron DeSantis says the raid of Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents, while people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves. Now the regime is getting another 87,000 IRS agents to wield against its adversaries. Banana Republic. Banana Republic.
They're trying. Not buying it. Not going to happen.
Kate Kamick, who is one of the great members of Congress, just a no-nonsense woman. Kat Kamick.
Yep.
Last night's raid of President Trump's home by the FBI is chilling. If they do not produce a smoking gun immediately, then these unprecedented actions make the DOJ an arm of the Democratic Party, and this administration has moved us into Banana Republic territory. Detecting a theme here?
Yep.
It's the first thing I thought of, too.
Here's Tim Scott a little bit on it.
We have to get a majority in the House. We have to get a majority in the Senate so we can find out exactly what's going and make Americans more comfortable that their government's not out to get them. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, you should be worried. If this is where our government works from now on, if you're going back and forth who's in power and they're going to go after their opponents, this is a tough place to live.
Amen.
Attorney John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment, at the bottom of the hour for more on this. And the next hour, the money man, Brian Kronk, certified financial planner with Raymond James Financial Services. We'll talk about the markets, buying opportunities, answer your questions there. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Here's some deals for you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All season My Slippers. Regularly $139.98, they're $49.98 right now. It's a $90 savings. MyPillow sandals, and they are so comfortable. Have a pair for the lake. Regular price $79.98 or $29.98 if you use the promo code Scott right now. Six-piece towel sets, buy one, get one free. 50% off the MyPillow mattress. The whole mattress comes in a big box. Bed sheets, buy one, get one free. Beach blankets and beach towels, buy one, get one free. The Giza Elegance MyPillow, buy one, get one free. You detecting a pattern here? 50% off the 3-inch mattress topper. 50% off women's sleepwear and loungewear, men's sleepwear and loungewear. Find it all at MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Square and browse. MyPillow dog beds as low as $19.99. Pet blankets save 30% right now. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom for the Radio Listener promo code. Put in Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. Your thoughts on whatever news of the day you'd like to share. Minnesota's a primary today. Don't forget that. Want to weigh in on that? If you'd like to give us your thoughts on the FBI raid of Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago last night, welcome. Get him in. 701-258-0550. That's the telephone number. 701-258-0550. Text us, too, at 701-237-1590. A lot of text in here. Listener says, I'm thinking the FBI will slip some papers into that safe to try and get Trump. You know, you'd think that would be beyond the pale in the United States of America, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd think.
But these are the people that wiretapped the president and then mocked him for saying that he was wiretapped.
Yep.
Since been proven.
Well, that's why you subpoena, like Dershowitz said, you subpoena the warrant, and then, you know, you got Trump wasn't even there. Yeah, you get to be there. You get to be there, and you get to watch what they're doing and watch what they're taking, and you can even ask to have it all itemized and documented and inventoried. And no, didn't have any of that. We're just going to take them.
Lister says, well, I want to know why we have not heard anything from our senators and congressmen. Check out the social media, see if there's a lot of Republicans on social media that have given statements on this. Would you check on that, Kev?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that's accurate or not. We'll find out. We'll ask. Another listener from South Dakota. Scott, this is very scary. If the November election goes left, every person in America, this could happen to you. I'm sure if something is found, it could have easily been planted. I'll never, ever again trust the FBI. some wisdom in South Dakota today. This is sickening news. It really ticks me off. Department of Justice and FBI are crossing the line. I'll vote for President Trump anytime. I don't think this harms him politically at all. I think it further emboldens him. I think what the swamp is doing, what the establishment is doing, and this started from Nancy Pelosi and that kangaroo court of the January 6th committee, is forcing Trump to run in 2024 to basically vindicate him with the American public. And, you know, they're trying so hard to get him not to have the ability to run, they're guaranteeing that he is going to run, in my opinion. What's yours? Tell me what's on your mind. Tom and Bismarck.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put it past them. You can bet they probably brought documents with them that they could plant, and because that's just how they operate. They're so despicable.
Just the fact that you're able to suggest that, Tom, and not have it be some crazy talk tells you the level of trust in our law enforcement at the federal level right now, doesn't it?
If Trump gets in there, he needs to fire every one of them. He needs to just start from scratch. And it's not the field agents, it's the upper echelon.
As they've proven again and again. Thanks, Tom. Well said. Chris is traveling I-29. What's on your mind, Chris?
Here we go again with the deep state, boys. It is in action. We talk about we live in the land of the free. I get it, but we are not free. Don't rah-rah shish kumbah the U.S. We live in the free when we got the deep state now going after presidents. I mean, you can go back to Operation Climax. You can, I mean, I could talk all the way to you till I get to over to Montana. We got the government health care. We're not free when they mandate businesses said, you know, you have to give your shots at the hospital. You have to give your patients shots. Otherwise, we'll reimburse you less on Medicare and Medicaid. We're not free, boys. Same thing. Operation Climax, when you got the FBI, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember what that was, but that goes back to the FBI and when they were giving local citizens drugs with the prostitutes to see what effects hallucinogenics have. We're not free. It's the deep state. It's just getting just another day. Here we go again. And now they're after our president. I agree with that previous caller 100%. It's not the field agents. It's the upper boys. And the only way we are going to be free, because we are not free. The only way we're going to be free is to cut the head off of the snake. Read the book. We're going to die from the enemy within. And that's
Chris,
it.
Appreciate the call. You can tell people are venting today.
Oh, you bet.
And,
should be.
It is understandable for sure.
Matt Gaetz had a tweet 7 minutes ago. No former president is safe. No joke is safe. This is fascism. Google's removed the Babylon Bee app, by the way, from the Google Store now.
Oh, my God.
Can't have that. Ah. Yep.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of 48-year-old Jeremiah Booker, an Arkansas County judge, was discovered at the bottom of Mud Lake in Arkansas. Mud Lake's about a 40-minute drive southwest of Memphis. An autopsy has been scheduled. With police lights flashing at the driveway and TV cameras poised to go, another made-for-TV raid by the partisan FBI took place at President Trump's residence in Florida overnight. A D.C. judge claims there was enough evidence that Trump took papers from the White House years ago. What some are calling a continuation of the witch hunt, Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is with the Republican National Lawyers Association.
This is about we, the American people, and the contempt that our leaders have for us. And it's time for us to take back Washington and put a stop to this type of banana republic nonsense.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Well, it's On Your Mind brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. One of my favorite services they offer is the Link service, where you can have a static bottom line. So if you're an owner, a manager, and constantly watching that bottom line and the surprises that come up on a repair for HVAC or whatnot, Link service allows cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to the building and business owners throughout our region. And they do this. They maintain mechanical and heating and cooling on more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. Check them out. H-A-T and Sons, H-A-T and Sons, H-A-T and Sons.com. Or call 701-223-3393. Scott in Valley City, let's get you in. And then John Hinderacher from Center of the American Experiment with us today on the program. We're going to tap into John's background as an attorney and talk a little bit about this raid and Mar-a-Lago and what place we find ourselves at politically, and also talk a little bit about the center's plans for an energy campaign and the Inflation Reduction Act. What's the new name you have for it? The IRS
Expansion Act.
That's right, yeah.
That's Hugh Hewitt's, actually. I can't take credit.
We're going to stop calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, start calling it the IRS Expansion Act, because that's what it is. Scott in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering why you guys scream about justice for prosecute Biden and son or whatever, and when the most criminal president we've ever had is stupidly criminal, then you don't want justice on state bipartisan. What is that all about? That DOJ ain't nothing like Trump's DOJ that he kicked out, said he wanted, like, yeah, he wanted it to be bipartisan, and he, What's your guys' deal about being hypocrites like that?
I'm not sure I understand where you're going or even what you're saying. We don't have the best connection with you, so that's part of it. Your question for us is what?
Remember when the Hillary Clinton, you guys were screaming about how the DOJ needed to get on it. And this is really serious stuff that she took stuff from the White House. Look, now the shoes turned and you guys are screaming it's bipartisan. You want justice, but not for yourself.
Well, I think what we're talking about is whether or not a raid on the home of a former president is necessary. We've gone to a completely different level. Hillary did have 33,000 missing emails. It was not deemed necessary of a criminal action. Right? You got the sitting president's son in evidence all over the place on a laptop, still nothing. We have a Russian hoax and a special prosecutor that went nowhere. So
My problem is the circumventing of all the procedures and the processes and the rule of law. And John can comment on this. I mean, like Dershowitz said in the comment with Hannity, you don't just go in and open the guy's safe with a safe cracker. Well, you know, where's the subpoena? Where's the process in any of this? Same with the January 6th nonsense. I mean, it's all ignored. That's what my biggest problem is. If there's some evidence there, great, whatever. Get it, do it, do what you have to do. But the process, the lack of it, is what's really ticking me off.
Dave Hughes, conservative Republican candidate for Minnesota Senate on the ballot today in the primary, issued a statement condemning the FBI raid of Trump's compound. We did look for statements from the North Dakota congressional delegation. Don't have anything yet. Right, guys? Kev, you looked, and
yeah,
producer Chris is looking as well. John Hinderacher, Senate of the American Experiment. Welcome back, John. How are you?
John, are you on mute?
He's not on mute. On here, anyway.
He might be on his end.
Oh, okay.
I heard him earlier.
Actually, I guess my, hang on, mine is muted. I didn't mute mine. Try now, John.
I hate when you mute.
All right.
There we go.
Now we hear you loud and clear, John. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Minnesota primary day. The IRS Expansion Act. And now a raid on the former president of the United States. Lots to cover today with our friends from Center of the American Experiment. What do you make of the Trump raid, the latest saga?
Well, Scott, this is really banana republic stuff. It seems clear that the Democrats are determined to put Donald Trump in prison. That's what this whole January 6th charade appears to be aiming at, this kangaroo court. And remember how this happened. Remember how this is a special committee, and they're supposed to be Republicans and Democrats. And so Kevin McCarthy gave Nancy Pelosi a list of the Republicans that she should appoint to the committee, Republicans who would have made sure that it was a fair, transparent process. And Pelosi refused to put any of those Republicans on the committee. She wouldn't do it. Instead, she got Liz Cheney on there. So it is a monolithic kangaroo court. And I think with this raid on Mar-a-Lago, which is just shocking, it's absolutely shocking that that Merrick Garland would order this. And by the way, there's no way that Merrick Garland ordered that raid without the explicit approval of his boss, Joe Biden. This is coming straight from the top, and it's an effort to, I really think, to keep Trump out of the 2024 presidential race by charging him with a crime and hopefully putting him in prison. It's unbelievable.
Don't you think it all but guarantees Trump will be a candidate in 2024? I mean, they're going to get the opposite effect of what they're trying for here. As much as they keep trying to keep him out, it is emboldening his supporters and really forcing him to say, hey, I need to clear my name and put my name on the ballot and be done with this once and for all.
You know, I don't think the Democrats are this cagey, Scott, but I've actually speculated about whether this is an elaborate plan to try to help Donald Trump get the Republican nomination in 2024. I mean, it's just almost unbelievable. And of course, you know, one obvious question is, what are they doing? I take it they had a search warrant. Obviously, they had a search warrant. I don't know who signed it. I don't know what the affidavit was that supported it. But the report that's leaked to the New York Times, as always happens, implies that it has something to do with classified documents. Well, you know, there's a whole lot that we don't know about this guy. I mean, for one thing, a lot of people don't understand this, but it's information that is classified, not pieces of paper. And whether pieces of paper have certain words stamped on them. We went through this with Hillary Clinton. You know, it's not the stamping on a document that is dispositive as to whether it's classified. It's the information. It's information, not documents, that are classified. The problem with Hillary Clinton is that she had classified information while she was the Secretary of State on an unsecure server that easily could have been accessed by the Russians or the Communist Chinese. That was the problem. There's nothing like that going on with Donald Trump. And we know that Donald Trump, before he left office, expressed the intention to declassify a bunch of information that he thought the American people ought to be able to see. And so we don't really know what documents, what information, what supposedly is in the safe. Is it really classified or is it not classified? Is there any national security element to this? I really doubt it. Or is it simply a more weaponization of the Department of Justice by the Biden administration?
What about Alan Dershowitz's point there that even if you believe that the former president has things in his possession that he shouldn't, which, by the way, a president has the ability to say, I declassify this, I declassify that. So he would think that if he's wanting something in his possession, just declassify it, and has the power to do that anyway. So there's a whole other dynamic there. And as you say, the actual information is what you're declassifying, not the paper. But wouldn't you go the route Dershowitz is suggesting, where you would subpoena what you believe they have and ask for it that way before you go to a raid?
I don't know, Scott. I don't think any of us really know what has happened up until today. Certainly a search warrant on an ex-president is an absolute last resort. I mean, it's an outrage. And we don't know to what extent there have been talks. I mean, for example, it's been reported that when James Comey left the FBI, he had a bunch of classified stuff at his house. And others from the FBI went out to his house and met with him, and they retrieved some classified materials. You know, they didn't send the cops out to raid his house. You know, they went out, they met with him, and they talked about it. And obviously, those are steps that should long precede, you know, a subpoena or anything of the sort. And we just don't really know, you know, what conversations may or may not have taken place.
John,
and don't even know, by the way, what this is all about. I mean, what are these materials? Does this have to do with some national security, you know, something about the Russians? I doubt it. I really doubt it. I wonder whether it has something to do, for example, with the Russia collusion hoax, which ought to be declassified, may have been declassified by Trump when he was president, and which the American people very much deserve to see. So we really don't know at this point what this is all about.
I know this. Politically, it helps Donald J. Trump. There's no harm in this politically for him. It just further emboldens that he is the subject of a witch hunt, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, Scott, people were gathering at Mar-a-Lago late last night, you know, waving Trump flags, Trump 2024, his supporters, I don't know how many, but a lot of them turned out. Kevin McCarthy did a tweet, you probably saw it, enough is enough. He said to Merrick Garland, we're going to take the House, and when we do, I'm investigating you, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. You know, this is something, there's going to be a lot of blowback. This is banana republic stuff of a kind that we have never seen before in the United States of America.
Listeners weighing in on this, one by text here says, this is sickening news. It really ticks me off that DOJ and the FBI are crossing the line. I will vote for President Trump any time. Thank you for a little more ammo to my point here that this is politically helpful to the 45th President of the United States. It would not surprise me at all if these corrupt traitors plant evidence. I mean, that's all they have left. They've crapped on our Constitution and laws and must be held accountable. It's unprecedented and obvious. We need to demand they may be prosecuted. It's sickening and so makes me angry. The trust is eroding in these institutions of law enforcement in the country as we speak, John.
I can't believe, Scott, what's happened to the FBI. It just makes you sad, doesn't it? When you and I were young, Scott, the respect that people had for the FBI, the trust in that organization and that institution, and now it's just shot. You know, nobody has that kind of trust in the FBI. They've allowed themselves to be misused as an arm of the Democratic Party. And it goes back, it may go back farther, probably does, but it certainly goes back as far as the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, which James Comey and the leadership of the FBI actively colluded in. And it's just, it's really sad what has happened to that organization.
Minnesota primary day and the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and its impact on energy when we come back with John Hinderacher.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside and the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA, their Cafe USA location, Swedish meatballs on 45th. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon today. There you go, Kev. Traveling Highway 10, a little Tater Tot Hot Dish might be in your future. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Sloppy Joe's at 12th and I-29. Meatloaf. Mmm, so good. Or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo by Bonanzaville. And in Valley City, exit 292, PetroServe USA, you head north off that exit, off I-94, chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Continuing our chat with John Hinderacher from Center of the American Experiment. Primary day in Minnesota today. Primary day, typically not a big turnout day, which to me is not a good sign, because in this day and age, with everything we're facing, people should be taking every opportunity they can to let their voice be heard. What are the big races you're watching on Minnesota primary day today, John?
You know, Scott, I never miss an opportunity to vote, and I never miss an opportunity to vote in person. I always go to the polls and cast my ballot. I don't like this, the mail-in stuff. You know, there's not a lot of action in the primary this year. The Democrats, let's talk about the statewide races. The Democrats are all incumbents, right? And on the Republican side, there's this tradition, for better or worse, and I don't like it, but there's this tradition of abiding by the endorsement that's generated by the caucus process. And so you don't tend to get a lot of primary challenges on the Republican side. Whoever gets the endorsement at the state convention generally goes on unopposed to get the nomination in the primary. There's one exception this year that's noteworthy, and that is there is a primary on the Republican side for attorney general to challenge Keith Ellison. The endorsed candidate is Jim Schultz. And Doug Wardlow, who didn't get the endorsement, but who was the nominee 4 years ago, is running against Schultz in the primary. So that's really the one, at least in statewide terms, the one real race that we've got this year.
And I don't remember Doug Wardlow. Did he give Ellison a run last time?
Not really, to be honest. Ellison finished a couple of points behind the other statewide Democratic candidates. He had those domestic violence issues that came out during the campaign. But those couple of points worth of votes mostly went to the marijuana party candidate. And so it wasn't a an especially close race.
And as I remember, both Wardlow and or Schultz are a breath of fresh air compared to Keith Ellison. But, you know, that's a November conversation.
Exactly. That's the general election.
But get out and vote. You know, pay attention. There are some legislative races that are up as well. So just a good chance to get there and be part of exercising your voting muscle and getting ready for November. No doubt about it. I'm with you. Vote. Vote in person. Let's talk about this.
Real quick, Scott, is that Don Samuels is challenging Ilhan Omar on the Democratic side for that congressional seat in a primary. So that's an interesting one to follow as well.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a breath of fresh air there? Way to go. Let's talk a little bit about the Inflation Reduction Act. Isn't this a horribly named farce? It's unbelievable.
I don't think they're even calling it that anymore, Scott. I think they've given up on that stupid PR effort. You know, this is the Build Back Better light. They've scaled it back. They got Joe Manchin's vote. Now they've got Kyrsten Sinema's vote. You know, it's a $739 billion extravaganza. About half of it, $369 billion, going to subsidize wind and solar energy. An absolute fiasco. They'd be better off to print that money in dollar bills and burn it to heat some homes. I mean, it is an absolute boondoggle.
What do you see as the impact on the energy industry from this? There's a lot of economists that are saying it's going to be higher priced energy as a result. But what does it do to the industry?
Absolutely. You know, people don't realize this, but the cost of these minerals, these materials that go into wind and solar, it's skyrocketing. The price of lithium has more than doubled in 2022 alone. Solar panels up 16%, wind turbines up 9%. Throwing more money is going to drive those prices higher. And the only party that's going to benefit is the communist Chinese, because they're the source of the wind turbines and the solar panels and the minerals that go into all this stuff, including the batteries. This is one of the dumbest pieces of legislation, Scott, that we have ever seen.
Do you think this ends up hurting the Democrats politically? I mean, if you call something the Inflation Reduction Act and inflation goes up, when all Democrats voted for this, not a single Republican, isn't there some potential harm politically from this?
Well, I hope so. You know, Scott, it's interesting because inside the Beltway, Politico, the Washington Post, and so on, they're crowing, oh, the Democrats finally get a big win. You know, I don't see any poll data or anything else that tells me that the American people think this is a big win for the Democrats. I think people understand that these, you know, $1 trillion, $700 billion spending extravaganzas, number one, are inflationary, and number two, are so wasteful, they're not doing anybody any good unless you happen to be cashing the checks like the communist Chinese are going to be.
AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org, now expanding to North Dakota as well with their good work. So find out more about them there. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Always enjoy our chats. Craig in Winnipeg, Chad in Dickinson. Got you one and two ready to chat when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Some more open phone time to talk about the news of the day, including the raid at Mar-a-Lago or anything else on your mind. The Money Man, Brian Cronk, coming at the bottom of the hour to take a look at this market and opportunities. Stay tuned. Nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.